On the 9th of October, the world shines a light on the importance of vision for World Sight Day. We are honored to be joined by Mary Payne, Deputy Managing Director and Senior Director Education and Programs at Sesame Workshop International South Africa to discuss the critical roles of belonging, visibility and inclusion in shaping the minds and hearts of the next generation through beloved programs. For our listeners, could you please introduce yourself and what you do?
Good morning. I'm Mary Payne. I am the Deputy Managing Director and the Senior Director for Education and Programs at Sesame Workshop International South Africa.
Good, so Mary. So we know that on the 9th of October, it's World Sight Day. I want to know, how does Takalani Sesame specifically address vision impairment or blindness in the programming, particularly in light of World Sight Day?
Thank you. We have included numerous casts in our previous television shows of Takalani Sesame, and we continue to do that. We have been doing that for the past 25 years, since the early 2000s. And our approach is that all our content should be inclusive and diverse, because we know that South Africa is a very diverse nation. We have multiple religions and cultures living together as one. And it's very important for us to show that diversity and inclusivity on television, because that is how young children also identify with the characters and the children that they see on screen.
Oh, well, so what are some of the key educational messages or resources Sesame Workshop offers to help families and educators to foster an inclusive environment for children with visual impairments?
Some of our key messages include that we can all play together regardless of what we look like, where we come from, what language we speak, and that everybody is welcome on Takalani Sesame, and we are all special in our own way. We have had previous seasons that focused on Ubuntu, and we looked at different cultures, different family structures. Even if your skin color is different or your hair looks different, that we are all welcome and that we all need to respect each other. And we need to acknowledge each other's differences, but that we are all welcome and we can all play together.
Okay. Focusing on diversity and inclusion and representation in media, what concrete steps does Sesame Workshop take in character creation or script development process to ensure authentic and impactful representation of diverse identities such as race and language, ability and culture?
Sesame Workshop works at the intersection of education, research, and media. So all our content that we develop are heavily embedded in a research process, and all our educational content are directly linked to the South African curriculums of the National Department of Basic Education. So our research processes are very thorough from beginning to end. So when we start to develop our initial scripts based on our educational focus and educational outcomes for the new season, we do something that we call formative testing. So we test our initial content and ideas on children and families in an informal setting. We show them some of the episode content, and then afterwards we ask them questions about the content. And this content is tested in multiple languages, and it's tested on multiple families and multiple children from different backgrounds. So from beginning to end, we really make sure that this content speaks to a variety of people in South Africa, and that multiple children will be able to identify with the content.
Oh, well, so just to follow up on that, we know you have mentioned that It thrives on research. So showing that, how is it reflecting identities to boost self-worth? For example, can you share any specific data or insights from Tekelani Sesame Workshop research on measured impact of seeing a character with disability like visual impairment on a child's confidence or a sense of belonging?
Yes, so Sesame Workshop has conducted extensive research across the globe, and we have made the necessary adaptations, consistently demonstrating that the representation in children's media does foster inclusion. It also promotes empathy, and it also promotes self-worth. And we also have lots of data and evidence globally, as well as in South Africa, that shows that children who see the characters that reflect their own identities in terms of race, language, abilities, or culture are more likely to feel accepted and valued.
All right. So, how does the workshop leverage its educational content beyond the screen in community outreach, workshop, or partnerships to reinforce lessons about inclusion and acceptance?
Thank you for that question. A lot of people don't know that Takalani Sesame is just a television show in South Africa. That is one of the programs of Sesame Workshop South Africa. But we do many more programs than just a television show. So we also have a lot of digital content on YouTube and other digital channels. But we also do a lot of community engagement on the ground. We work with government officials, teachers, parents, social workers, and we've been doing these programs since 2015 in South Africa. And we've worked predominantly in Gauteng, Eastern Cape, Free State, and KwaZulu-Natal. And so we take our video content and we push it through to our direct service programs on the ground. And one of the examples is that we use the video content in ECD classrooms on tablets. So it forms part of the teaching and learning material in a classroom setting where the teacher watched the video with the children. It's just a 5-minute animation. And then that video is followed with an activity and discussions to reinforce the learning. So our content really goes through all layers of all our programs.
Oh, well, so as Takalani Sesame celebrates its 25th anniversary, what are ne the next frontiers or biggest challenges that Sesame Workshop aims to tackle in terms of representation and inclusion in children's media in South Africa?
We will continue to do what we do. Sesame is well known for addressing very tough topics. Since we started more than 50 years ago in the US and the last 25 years in South Africa as well. So we use the Muppets as a proxy to have those difficult conversations. And we will continue to include diverse families and children in the show, to show that representation and diversity and inclusion. I can give another example of our recent Born Through Play campaign that we did last year, which focused on targeting fathers and male caregivers to be involved in their children's lives. There, we also included a blind family. And that specific video won 2 international awards. So we continue to strive to continue to be diverse and inclusive. And some of the new topics that we are looking at is AI and digital well-being, online safety, because that's kind of where the world is moving to. And then we're also looking at issues around the nature and the environment as it pertains to climate change.
Oh, well, so given the show's focus on everyone is welcome and everyone is special, what advice would you give to parents or caregivers in South Africa on translating these on-screen lessons into everyday conversations and actions at home?
So we do have a high percentage co-viewership, which means that a lot of adults are watching with their children. And so when you watch the episodes with your child, it gives you the opportunity to have those conversations and to ask them questions about what they have seen, What did they like about the episode? What didn't they like? And so on and so forth. But it's very important for parents to instill those values in their children from a very young age, that we have to be respectful to others, but we also need to embrace our own identity and our own abilities. And so we developed this amazing jingle in one of our last seasons, the I Am Special jingle. And it goes that I am special, I am loved, I am smart, I am strong. And so if you go to our YouTube channel and you look for the affirmation song, and if you teach those lyrics to your child, so every morning when they're in front of the mirror getting ready for school, if they keep on repeating that affirmation to themselves, it really helps them to set them up for the day and to instill that proudness and values and self-worth, every morning before they go to school.
Oh, well, so just on the last question, looking ahead, if you could share one just key takeaway with every parent or educator across South Africa and the globe about the lasting power of inclusive media like Dagalani Sesame on child's development, what would that message be?
That we live in a very diverse country. We've come a long way, and we are very proud of the South Africa that we have built together, and that we continue to strive to do that going forward. And from a very young age, make your child aware of that, because they are aware of that and they do see differences, and have a conversation around it. And it's really just going back to the core of respect and empathy and kindness and just being a good human being, regardless of where people come from, what they look like, where they work, where they stay, doesn't matter. We just need to be respectful to everyone and be kind.
Oh, well, so that was Mary Payne, Deputy Managing Director and Senior Director Education and Programs at Sesame Workshop International South Africa, sharing her insights on the World Sight Day of October 9th. OFM News, Refulwe Bekani.